A powerful statement from Pope Benedict today exonerating the Jewish people for the death of Jesus Christ is drawing praise from Jewish leaders around the world. Rabbi Marvin Heyer of the Simon Wiesenthal Center in L.A.
I think it's a critically important statement. Jews suffered historically for over 2,000 years. The call of Hitler and all the anti-Semites were that the Jews were an accursed people because they are responsible for the death of Jesus in the history of the church. Jews were persecuted during the Inquisition, and the reason, the justification for the persecution against Jews were that they were collectively held responsible for the death of Jesus. To have Pope Benedict XVI, before he was the Pope, he was a major theologian in the church, say that the Jews bear no guilt whatsoever for the death of Jesus is one of the most critically important statements ever made by a pope.
Rabbi Heyer says it also sends a message to the Protestant side of Christianity.
If you look at the history of the church, including Martin Luther, at first he was friendly to Jews. Then he justified persecuting them for that very same reason, because they didn't recognize Jesus, and they were responsible for his death. And now to see that the Pope has issued a definitive statement, which to the 1,100,000,000 Catholics around the world, I mean, it is a very critically important statement. It will go a long way to continuing in the footsteps of Pope John Paul II, who was the first to insist that the Church put behind its history of contempt and persecution of the Jews.
Rabbi Heyer says coming from a German pope, the statement has even more meaning and should help fight anti-Semitism in the world.
This statement coming in these times where anti-Semitism has increased, from Pope Benedict XVI, to hear the leader of the Catholic Church, the Pope himself, say that there is no basis for that in Catholic theology is a critically important statement.
Pope Benedict made the statement in his newly released book, Jesus of Nazareth, Part 2. Rabbi Heyer says the controversy over Benedict's involvement in the Hitler Youth during World War II was bogus, adding participation in the Nazi youth program was not exactly voluntary.